This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Niger State Television has declared that the leader of the mutinous soldiers, who has detained the country's democratically elected president, in a coup, the leader. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
General Abdulrahman Chiani, who goes by the name Omar, addressed the nation 2 days after the military takeover. He said the country needed to change course to avoid the gradual and inevitable demise. A day earlier, supporters of the coup cheered in celebration as flames engulfed the party headquarters of detained President Mohamed Bazoum. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called the situation
very dramatic event that only benefits the terrorist groups operating in the area.
I'm Karen Chamas.
And the White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby says that the United States remains deeply concerned by the developments in Niger in the wake of the military coup and condemns any effort to seize power by force. Videos released on Thursday and Friday show that Ukrainian soldiers entering and conducting cleanup operations in the village of Staromayorsk in the country's southeast. We hear now some footage shared by the soldiers showing them firing grenade launchers. Ukrainian forces pressed their counteroffensive through the Russian-occupied southeast. It's a campaign to drive a wedge through Russian defensive positions. VOA has not been independently able to verify when or where the videos were filmed. Peru's president, Dina Boluarte, said on Friday that she would request legislative powers from Congress for 120 days to fight criminality. She made the announcement during an address